have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Welcome, welcome to Make Your Day Count. And this is 2020. My new
dawn era.
And if you are tuning in for the first time to Make Your Day Count in the year 2020, I'm Pastor Earl Beckford and Pastor Dan Robinson, and we are here to help you in this beautiful year, 2020, mm-hmm. year of double. We're going to have some great show here,
yes.
and show you through the eyes of God, because this is my prayer when 2020 comes. I understand that a 2020 vision is perfect vision, mm-hmm. and God's vision is 2020. It's perfect. There's no shadow of what?
Turning.
There's none. There's no blur. Mm-hmm. Oh, you said glare.
Yeah. Blur, yeah.
Just talk this morning. There's none. There's mm-hmm. perfect. You can see perfectly in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And we're going to help you to see it, see the word of God, see the plans of God, see what God have for you in 2020. Mm-hmm. And you can tune, you can listen. If this is the first time, I think you can hear our program. You can go back to Monday program and Tuesday program and Wednesday program. You can catch up, because we build on each day.
Mm-hmm. And you could catch up through the WMIE website. So if you go to the WMIE website and you go all the way down to the very bottom, just scroll as far as you could go, there's a button that says On Demand. When you click that button, it will take you to all the programs that aired that day on WMIE. And if there's also a calendar icon, so if you wanted to go to a different date, you could hit the calendar icon, choose the date, and then all the programs that aired on WMIE, including Make Your Day Count, will pop up right there. And if you click Make Your Day Count, the actual name of the program, you'll see all the Make Your Day Counts that are there archived since we came on the air in July. So you could listen to them again and again from your mobile device or from your computer, or you could just click the download button for today's actual broadcast. But they're all on there archived, 6 months of great resources and teaching of God's Word.
Amen. I want to for Thursday morning scripture, Pastor Diane, Matthew 6:33. For this Thursday morning, I want to leave you with a scripture reference and meditate on that word today, Matthew 6:33.
But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you.
One more time, let's read that.
But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
We must remember that we belong to a heavenly kingdom, not a earthly kingdom. Let me say it again. Mm-hmm. We must remember that we belong to a heavenly kingdom and not a earthly kingdom. And Jesus has to make this straight. When he was confronted, Jesus says, my kingdom is not of this world. I'm not of this world. The Bible tells us that we are citizens of heaven. Mm-hmm. The Bible tells us. It tells us that we are just ambassadors in this earth realm. But our citizenship mm-hmm. is in heaven.
And that's in Philippians chapter 3, verse 20. For yeah. our citizenship
Ship, yeah.
is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah!
Who will transform our lowly body, that it may be conformed to his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things to himself.
Where is my citizenship? In
heaven.
Mm-hmm. We eagerly wait to go back to our homeland, mm-hmm. to a place. We belong to a heavenly kingdom. Mm-hmm. And Matthew 6:33 says this morning, we must be conscious of that. We must make the main thing the what?
The main thing. Mm-hmm.
In 2020, the main mm-hmm. thing should remain the main thing. Seek ye what? First. Don't go trying to seek everything else. Come on now. Like we say, come on now.
Yes.
Don't go trying to seek everything else. Don't go trying to make yourself up. God loves you just the way you are. Don't try all of this stuff in 2020. Just be who you are. God loves you just the way you are. God loves me just the way I am. And when I seek his kingdom, he will help me to conform my life, to adapt my life towards his kingdom, towards his principle, towards the thing. I'm tired of trying to change myself to look right. Hallelujah. Yes. Somebody out there. So says, don't go try changing and doing all of this stuff. God loves you just the way you are. He loves you just the way you are. He's not going to divorce you. You know, I'm going to please God. I'm going to do this to please God. The only way you can please God, beloved, is true faith.
Yes.
Your spirit of faith is released upon you. He says, the only way you please God is through faith.
Faith, yes. Without faith, it's impossible
to please him. Yeah. Because mm-hmm.
we must believe.
Believe. And he wants you to believe here that his kingdom is better than the earthly kingdom. You remember, beloved, how Satan tried to trick Jesus when he took him to the high, you know, I think up on the mountain, the pinnacle, and show him what? The kingdom of this world. And says, this all belongs to me. You can have all of this if you what? Worship me. And Jesus already knew that his citizenship is in heaven, and this is not his kingdom, so Jesus didn't fall for it. Let's not fall for all these fanfare here. We have a heavenly kingdom. We belong to God. Let's be excited. We in this earth realm for a purpose, and we must fulfill our purpose and destiny before we go back to be with Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my encouragement to the body. And I will always get up on my pulpit here and preach this gospel this way. When we put God first in our life, we will find his plan for our life. Let me say that again. When we put God first, not third. When we put God first, not last resort. When we acknowledge that God is supreme, when we put him first in our life, we'll find his plan for our life.
Yes.
Life will become easier for us to live and enjoy. God's plan is not to hurt us, beloved. It is to give us a future, a hope, and a peace. Would you not take that plan? That's a bargain here. That God has a plan not to hurt me, not to hurt you, but to give you a future. And doesn't stop there. A hope. It doesn't stop there.
Mm-hmm.
And to give you peace. That's a bargain.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't cost you nothing. It doesn't cost you. You don't have to go break the bank to get it. You don't have to work all your life to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
It is for free.
Yes.
All I do, I have to accept it.
Mm-hmm.
I have to believe it. I have to receive it. And in 2020, I want you to receive God's plan.
Yes.
In the first month of 2020, that we're going to get on God's plan. We're going to get off our plan and get on God's plan for my life. I refuse to live my life in 2020 without God. I make a quality decision, Pastor Dyer, that 2020, God first in my life. Mm-hmm. Lord, what will you have me to do? That's my quality decision. Lord, what will you have me to do? Show me the path, oh Lord. Show me the road that I should take. Because, oh God, there's so many roads.
Yes.
That is before me.
Yes.
And there's so many roads that look good. Mm-hmm. But there's only one road that leads to life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the road that you have for me. And I want that road.
Yes. That's just like when you're using your GPS. Sometimes they'll give you two or three routes to a place. And then you have to decide which one am I going to choose. What's the best route? But still, even at that point, when you're choosing the route, you don't know. There's still unpredictable things that can happen along the way. So we need the guidance of the one who already knows the end from the beginning.
Made a road through the wilderness.
Yes, that one.
That one.
That's the one. Because we can't use our own human reasoning. You know, when you put in the information in your GPS, it gives you three routes, and you're sitting there trying to use your human reasoning. You can't predict what's going to happen in the next 10 minutes along that route. But God can, because he sees the end from the beginning. So that's why we have to be in tune in the spirit, making decisions, God's decisions. They may not seem right unto us at the time, but we cannot lean on our own understanding because he knows the end from the beginning. It may look more effective to you to take, you know, route number one because it's a shorter distance, a shorter amount of time, and the other route may be 20 minutes longer, a couple adding miles to your road. But you may be on that quick route, and then there's an accident, and you never make it to the destination. So we must be sensitive to the Holy Spirit and go on the route that he has already laid out for us, the route that he has set. You may not be able to understand it, but remember this. He knows the end
from the beginning.
We only know the beginning and right now, but he knows the end from the beginning. He knows everything that you need, every experience, every equipping, everything that you need to be prepared when you reach the destination. He knows what you need. So while we may not understand it by human reasoning at this time, just know that it is a key, just like a puzzle. When you're doing a puzzle, you know, you pull out the old 500 piece puzzle and you're trying to match it up with the picture on the box. You have so many different pieces and it doesn't even look like some of them even tie. You know, these colors are such a big contrast. I know that these don't go close together. So, you know, when you're laying it out, you're doing your perimeter, you're doing different things. But it isn't until all the pieces begin to be laid out in position that you see the significance of each and every piece. So while we might not understand it at this point in time, how all these pieces are working together, how all these experiences are working together, just know that they are. And God knows the end from the beginning. So he knows what you need. He's equipping you. Be patient. Do not grow weary in your well-doing because you will reap if you faint not. Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
Brevard's home for the very best in contemporary Christian music. 91.5 FM, WMIE.
This is Morning Breath, your drive time devotion sure to jumpstart your day. Brought to you by East Coast Christian Center. Morning Breath starts now.
Hello, everybody. This is Pastor David Gammon here. Super excited to be with you on Morning Breath. If you're new to the program, if you're new to what we do here, we read a chapter of the Bible the night before, then the morning of. We go down to our Merritt Island location. We have a recording studio, and we